Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2017 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
All right, good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities for the full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And it's a little rainy, a little gray outside. And so today we're going to be talking about different faces and different places in NASCAR. Moves from Richard Petty Motorsports, Go Fast, and the Wood Brothers. I'll break down some of that for you. Hey, attendance is down at almost every sporting venue. What would it take for you to get back out there, including with the weather like this? You know, I mean, people are probably thinking about the New Mexico Bowl, and you know, hey, I'll just watch it on TV or whatever, and then I can enjoy my hot chocolate. But what does it mean to the team to come out and support the team? So, we'll talk a little bit about over the next couple of weeks about attendance and what it would take to get you back out to the sporting venues, and I hope that you make it out to the New Mexico Bowl later today. And if not, of course, we'll have it on the radio. So I guess we're kind of helping you, not go out to the game. But you can always go out to the game, take your radio with you, and you can listen to the broadcast on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team here. Hey, if Santa was a gearhead, would his sleigh have nitrous? Jim Costa from Yearwood Performance is going to join the show in a little bit. We're going to talk about how to get something special for that special person on your list. And, yes, I'm talking about your car. Are you looking for a career advancement in 2017? Napa Auto Care Centers may be a career move for you. Jim Deerholt with Deerholt Auto Care is going to join the show in a little bit and talk about how the Napa Auto Care program could help you advance as a mechanic. And you might be surprised at the difference in what a mechanic does today in comparison to maybe what you thought they did in the past. Legislation, we're also going to get a legislation update on the New Mexico state mandated auto inspections with James Anios, executive director of the New Mexico Independent Auto Dealers Association. He's going to join the show. And I didn't know that this happened, but it just kind of happened. But basically all my guests today are named James and either go by James or Jim. So that's kind of an odd little thing that happened today. But I always notice stuff like that. I'm kind of a numbers guy, which of course in the next couple of weeks we're going to break down numbers related to the 2016 NASCAR season. But if you ever miss any of the New Mexico Motorsports Report, you can always catch us on podcast at nmmotorsportsreport.com, or you can get us on demand at 1017theteam.com. Definitely check us out on Facebook, the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Follow us on Twitter at mmreport. Let's talk a little bit about the silly season with NASCAR. Richard Petty Motorsports will downsize from two cup cars to one for 2017, making it the fourth organization to either cut its numbers of cars or close after the 2016 season. Of course, Roush Fenway, H. Scott, and Tommy Baldwin Racing are the other three. The charter, NASCAR's license that guarantees spots in Sprint Cup races from the number 44, has been leased to Go Fast Racing and will return to RPM in 2018, where it must either field a team with it or sell it. RPM has driver Arik Almirola and sponsor Smithfield signed for 2017. And by the way, that was a little bit of a joke. If Dominic, if you're listening, of course, you remember the whole thing about calling him Arik and when it's actually pronounced Eric. But anyway, the move allows the organization to regroup without fielding a second car. It has no funding in for 2017. Almirola was 26th in the standing in 2016, while Scott was 31st. Petty, the seven-time Cup champion inaugural NASCAR Hall of Fame inductee, has been the co-owner of Richard Petty Motorsports since 2009 formation, the result of a merger with Everham Motorsports and the closure of the historic Petty Enterprise organizations. RPM then downsized to a two-car organization before the 2011 season. RPM is the only team to have had trouble obtaining sponsor, is not the only team to have had trouble obtaining sponsorship for the next season. Five full-time cars from 2016 won't run in 2017. RPM and Roush Fenway Racing both reduced their operations by one car, while the two-car H. Scott Motorsports and single-car team Tommy Baldwin Racing won't field cart at all. Furniture Row Racing and JTG Doherty Racing will increase from one car to two-car operations. On a really good note, Woods Brothers Racing Ryan Blaney will have a guaranteed starting spot in NASCAR's Sprint Cup Series in 2017 and part of a deal that includes Richard Petty Motorsports leasing one of its charters to Go Fast Racing. Go Fast Racing, which fielded the 32-car Jeffrey Earnhardt last season, acquired that from the Wood Brothers 2017. Of course, the Wood Brothers had such a great run with Blaney and without a charter and was able to do fantastic things. Why all the leasing of charters? It's part of a complicated NASCAR system designed to encourage performance while allowing other teams to project revenues for a season. At the start of the 2016 season, NASCAR issued 36 charters, giving those 36 cars a guaranteed spot in each race and a guaranteed base amount of revenue for the season. That left four spots available to open cars whose base amount of participation is less than 35% of that of the charter teams. Teams can lease out their charter for only 1 year over a five-year span, and then must either run it or sell it. A portion of the revenue distributed to a charter team is based on the performance of that car over the past 3 years, plus any car among the three worst charters for three consecutive years can have its charter pulled by NASCAR. So that's why you see a lot of this movement is, you know, you got a lot of guaranteed money on the table, and if you can actually increase your performance as a team by leasing the charter, you can do it with little to no risk, and then it becomes more valuable. So it becomes another part of this NASCAR saga, and where they're just trying to level out revenue and keep things more even and fair for everybody. And, you know, and with all the changes, and of course talking about how attendance is down and the fan base is down, and with so many things that are going on, and, you know, of course, you know, social media, and of course being able to, you know, watch things on your phone and everything, it's very interesting how many people are really not watching live or staying tuned into just one thing. But anyway, we got a whole lot more coming up, including on the other side, we're going to have Jim Costa from Yearwood Performance is going to be joining us. And also wanted to let you know, he's got an event going on later today at the Eubank store at 341 Eubank. You have an opportunity to come in and get your Route 66 calendar for 2017. The Route 66 girls are going to be there signing the calendars. As well as you get to come by and just hang out with everybody and see what's going on. So you could also pick up two tickets to the Super Nationals, 2017 Super Nationals, February 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And you can pick up those tickets, $5 off, and get yourself a free Yearwood t-shirt. So, hey, with the weather like this, you might as well come out and hang out at Yearwood Performance. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
It's the 12 Days of Christmas celebration, and it's only at Calibers. Each day leading up to Christmas, Calibers will have a smoking deal on the perfect gift for this holiday season. That's right, a new deal every day, and the deal is only good for that specific day. The 12 Days of Christmas specials are available online or at one of their two locations. Sign up for email blasts at calibersusa.com and get these deals sent right to your inbox. Guns, ammo, accessories, and safety classes are the perfect stocking stuffers. So head on over to Calibers and one of their two locations or online at calibersusa.com.
Napa Auto Parts presents NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Know-How with Chase Elliott and Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Chase, you know about the rookie sandwich tradition?
No. What's that?
Well, it's a long-standing custom where rookies make sandwiches for veteran teammates.
You want me to make you a sandwich?
Why, thank you, Chase. I'll have roast beef.
On marble, I guess, right?
No. On a regular plate will be just fine.
Tune in next time for more Napa Know-How with Chase and Dale Jr.
Sports fans, do you want to get your blood rushing, heart pumping, and pockets filling?
Touchdown!
Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. College Championship Bowl season is here, and it kicks off with the New Mexico Bowl this Saturday. Wager on the New Mexico Bowl and all of the Championship Bowl games at mybookie.ag. Sign up now for a 50% bonus. Just enter code RADIO. Yes, cash in big today with mybookie.ag. That's mybookie.ag, the industry's top sports book website with real Vegas odds on college football, college basketball, and all your favorite pro games with incredible player props. Pull out your smartphone and punch up mybookie.ag and cash in big today, mybookie.ag, or call 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code RADIO and receive a 50% bonus. That's 844-900-BETS. Or go online to mybookie.ag. Only the biggest, only the best, only at mybookie.ag.
New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides, with monthly full-color features such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy at any Napa stores in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Belen, and even Socorro. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the monthly cover car has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation, stagnation? You know, another year with no raise? Then call me, Art Sandoval, State Farm. I can help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little further. I'll go through your car insurance and make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put a few hundred dollars in your pocket. Sound good? Then get your budget to a better state by calling me today, 338-0300. 338-0300.
For Christmas is a new Ford at Route 66. Earn entries all month long, and starting December 9th, we're giving away a Fusion, Escape, Mustang, or F-150 every Friday, only at Route 66 Casino Hotel.
Looking for a special gift for the one you love? Visit Seductions with three locations. Seductions West Side on Coors just north of Paseo. Seductions East Side on Wantabo just south of Candelaria. Or Seductions Uptown at San Mateo and Manal. Open daily. SeductionsOnline.com. The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Driveway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2017 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And that's right, we're still talking cars and racing. I don't care if it's almost the end of December, but you know, I was making out my list and I realized that I left my most important, my cherished car off the list for Christmas. So I invited Jim Costa to come in this morning. How are you doing this morning, Jim?
I'm good. And how dare you?
Yeah, I know. I think it's going to want a divorce.
Hopefully not.
I mean, well, I have been thinking, you know, about, I mean, I've enjoyed seeing your Grand Cherokee. Haven't gotten a ride in it yet, which I think we need to fix right away. But I'm actually kind of thinking maybe a Cherokee. And then, you know, of course, I looked at the SRT and then it was over. I mean,
right.
You know.
It's hard to go backwards from there.
Right. So. Exactly. So I don't know, but I thought, hey, you know, just kind of to kick it off just for fun. What is maybe you could put on your list for your car? It would be, you know, something simple, maybe a stocking stuffer or like say, you know, you want to put a turbo kit or something on it in the off season.
Well, it would be a big stocking if you put the turbo kit in it.
Right.
But we have like little things. We've got cleaners, we've got polishes, we've got I actually have a combo pack that you buy one, get one free for just little stocking stuff. Sitting on the counter next to our Christmas tree that we decorated with AN fittings.
Yeah, no, and I saw that on Facebook. That was fantastic. But, you know, when we were talking the other day, one thing that I hadn't really thought about, but, I mean, oils, you know, additives.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like, you know, for the wife, girlfriend, or both, you know, sometimes maybe, you know, you want to get like a spa treatment. So, so in a way, there's a spa treatment. You kind of, the oil is kind of the nutrition, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, kind of, you know, helping with that. Or, you know, when you're talking about the cleaners and the polishes and stuff like that. I mean, that's kind of
the massage.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. It's a spa treatment for your car. Exactly.
So let's say that you don't have a girlfriend or wife or something like that. Maybe this is a way for you to start thinking of ways that you can think about how to take care of a woman. See, you've been good at taking care of the car, so now it's time to.
You can apply that same process. Right. Okay.
I'm telling you, so every wife, every woman that's out there listening,
Motorsport,
see?
Dating.
Yes. This is a new dating service, so we're doing good. All right. So, okay. So let's go total dude again.
Okay.
And let's get back to the calendar girls.
Yes.
I mean, the calendar girls are going to be at your place later today, starting at 11 o'clock. Talk a little bit about what you got going on today.
Well, it's kind of annual. We do it every year.
Right. Thus the annual.
Yeah, exactly. we invite over a couple of the calendar girls. I think there might be four of them today.
Awesome.
They're coming in shifts. Then you come to the store, they'll sign a free autographed, you know, Route 66 calendar girl calendar.
Right.
I think that's it. It's trademarked, so I try to make sure I get it right.
Yeah, exactly. I'm probably already going to get sued because I think I already did it wrong. But right. Route 66 is also a sponsor of the station, so I think we're okay.
Right. Well, different Route 66.
Right.
That's why I'm trying to make sure.
Exactly.
It's right.
Route 66 calendar
semantics,
girls is
Dave,
different.
Semantics.
Exactly.
Yes. Calendar. Route 66.
Everybody
calendar
wins on
girls.
This show.
Exactly.
Everybody.
Nice. But no, come on by. We'll be there. They will be there from 11 to 2 at the Eubank location. I don't know if anybody will brave the weather to bring their cars out, but everybody's welcome. We're trying to bring some of the cars out that are featured on the calendar.
Oh,
well.
Excellent.
So there's a couple guys I know that are diehards. They will. But for the most part, I have a feeling the weather will probably put a damper on that.
Well, Robert's not going to bring his Pro Mod. That's a guarantee.
Yeah,
okay, because that's one that's in the calendar. So
yes, exactly.
So that's,
yeah, I think it's torn apart anyway. So
okay. Well, it is the off season.
Yes. Yeah. So, you got to gear up.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is what we do in the winter.
In addition, absolutely. Well, and then we haven't even talked about Christmas tree practice because that's another thing that goes on.
Right.
But Super Nationals.
Oh, yeah.
Where they can also come and they can get a two-pack and save
great
$5 and
stuffer.
A t-shirt.
Yes.
That's a fantastic
absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
But that's
when
you stuff for yourself. I mean.
Well, it's a win-win.
Right.
You know, you can get a couple tickets for the car show. You save $5 by buying them in advance from
right.
us. And you get a free year with t-shirt. Win-win. When? Yeah. Okay.
So, have you guys started thinking about what you're going to have in the booth? Is there any like special products or something you're going to highlight?
Well, we've got a customer's car that we're putting in the booth, a truck actually.
Awesome.
Andel. I don't know if you know Andel or not.
Uh-uh.
We've been working with him all year trying to get his Mercury. I think it's a 63 Mercury.
Wow.
Unibody. Yeah. He's made it into a Mercury.
A 63 unibody?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think technically it was a Ford, but he's a Mercury guy.
Okay.
So he makes, yeah, anyway.
Gotcha.
So, beautiful truck.
Frankenstein.
But it's awesome. He's done an awesome job with it, and we're really looking forward to having him there. And we'll probably also have the calendar girls, the Route 66 calendar girls.
Right.
At the car show.
Cool.
Handing out calendars there as well. So I think during that weekend we give away 2,500 calendars.
Are you going to have a bigger booth? Because that sounds like a lot. I don't know if it can all fit in there.
No, it's...
It's just going to be tight.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
cozy.
Actually...
It's not tight, it's cozy.
It's cozy,
right.
it could even like spill out to the aisles then.
Well, yeah, we usually
I mean, do. Okay, exactly. And then, of course, we'll have the New Mexico Motorsports Report magazine is going to be there. It's going to have a pullout section of Albuquerque, you know, dragway schedule.
Right.
So so that's going to be a lot of fun going on. I know that you, it's funny because we're talking about the weather this morning, but you just came back from Indiana. And the PRI,
yes.
Out there, Performance Racing
Industry.
Thank you. And how does that compare to, say, like SEMA?
It's a lot colder.
Well, okay. I mean, because SEMA's in Vegas.
Cold.
Right. But no, I meant the products. Stay focused, Jim.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I'm just not a fan of the cold. I like warm weather. We get to race in the warm. So.
Well, but
unless you do snowmobile.
But the hotel was awesome, right?
Oh, yeah. The hotel was great.
You don't even go outside. You take
the
shuttle?
Cold. It's cold.
Okay, it's still cold.
Yeah,
all right. Refocus.
Yes,
was there any cool stuff? I mean,
oh, yeah,
cool
there's some really neat stuff. The biggest difference is the PRI show primarily focuses more on hardcore racing. There's a lot of overlap between the two, but I mean, I get to see a lot of the really one-off vendors that focus on just real hardcore racing products. The neatest thing I saw there was a I lost my word, ultrasonic fuel flow meter. And it just got approved for Formula One.
Wow.
And I'd never seen anything like it. It's wild. I didn't even ask how much. It's so far out of my realm that it's silly. But that was probably, for me to see something that says wow, that was pretty cool. But I mean, there's you know, piston manufacturers, rod manufacturers, all of them are there. And it made a lot of good contacts. It was a good trip. It was just cold.
Well, and what you're describing too is these things for the, you know, to just go like 1/100 of 1 second faster than the next guy.
Right. Let's spend $1 million on that so we can do this.
Exactly. Because once you get to that level, I mean, you're talking thousands for 1/100 of a second.
Yes.
And so, because it's funny because I went to a meeting with Guthrie earlier this week, and what does he show me? He shows me the dyno on his new stock 350 GT.
Right.
And he's getting 1,000 out of there. And of course, he showed me the pistons and stuff that was in there.
Is that the one that they just put the Helion kit on? Was it a turbo kit?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I saw some video of that the other day.
Yeah. And so it was, Chris Groves, Chris, mm-hmm. you know.
Right at the dyno edge.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So it's probably the same car. See, nobody can do anything in this town without everybody knowing about it.
Right.
So, I mean, how
do you get
that?
Welcome to social media.
Yeah, exactly. How do you get the edge then? You know, I mean, because they're coming in and they're asking you for expertise, right? I mean, like a doctor, are you sworn to secrecy?
Yes. There are things that I do with my customers that I do not share necessarily with all my customers until they decide that
they share. Because they came in and said, has anybody ever come in and said, well, so-and-so was telling me about blah, 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 and you know he's full of crap?
Yes. Oh no, yeah.
That'll probably happen today.
But I
today,
do have that
right?
with customers because you have to right. have. It's that doctor client privilege,
right?
You know, I'm the car doctor, so therefore, you know, right. I can't reveal what's going on with you, and there is some of that. But once they let the cat out of the bag, then it's fair game, and then I can share it with everybody,
right?
And we do.
And I think that what the true value that you can't get on the internet, we've talked about this, is that level of expertise.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, you're already going to move them 3 or 4 mistakes down the road, because that's really what happens is in practicality, you know, what really works.
Right. And that's why, you know, that the articles we do in the New Mexico Motorsport Report magazine.
Right.
That's fun because, I mean, I've just finished my third article on nitrous.
Right.
Because how do you put 30 years of nitrous use into 1,500 words?
Right.
It's tough. So I did the best I could, but I mean, there's a lot of experience there. I mean, I've been blowing stuff up with nitrous for years. So
literally,
literally. And
yeah, because I mean, you were telling me about out on the Mesa, and you guys were like literally. I mean, because can we mention who your number one buyer of nitrous is? Can we actually say that?
Oh, that's nitro.
Nitro.
That's nitro versus nitrous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Explain the difference.
Nitro is a nitromethane.
Okay.
And we do sell that in the store by the gallon.
Right.
So I think it's $50, which you would think it would be a lot more, but it's not.
Especially because, do you have to report that to the government if you sold
it? Not in small quantities.
Okay, which would be?
Like by the gallon.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
I mean, we can sell you 4 or 5 gallons.
Okay.
They come in every once in a while, they check our stuff and make sure we're not doing anything stupid. So.
Right.
But yeah, they're one of our biggest customers for nitromethane is the government.
Right.
They come and they, you know, every once in a while they'll come and, well, we just sold them a 55-gallon drum a couple months ago.
Wow.
And they go out on the Mesa and blow up some really cool stuff. So I got invited there, I think it was 2 years ago, and for the to watch them blow stuff up with all kinds of different stuff. And the neat ones are the ones you see, like, on TV, the gas bombs. You
right.
know? But, you know, the other stuff is just scary.
And that's what you call the added benefit of private ownership, right?
Yes, exactly.
Awesome. Well, hey, so invite everybody to come out today starting at 11 o'clock, 341 Eubank. I mean, it's the Yearwood location. It's just south of I-40. The Route 66 calendar girls are going to be there, signed in the 2017 calendar. You also got an opportunity to pick up your Super National tickets. And I really appreciate you coming out in this weather this morning.
Oh, absolutely. I always enjoy it.
Awesome. We've got a whole lot more coming up, including Jim number 2, because it's such an odd thing that everybody's named James or Jim this morning. Jim Deerholt Automotive, is going to tell you about some opportunities for career advancement as a mechanic. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
This is Justin Allgaier. You're listening to ESPN Albuquerque 101.7 The Team.
Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been the gearhead haven, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Fuel injection, nitrous, hoses and fittings. Torco racing fuel ready to go in convenient, safe containers. Available now. Super Nationals 2017 tickets. Save $5 on a pair and get a free Yearwood t-shirt. You know you want one. 9674 Eagle Ranch Road on the west side and 341 Eubank south of I-40. Buy local. Save time and money. YearwoodPerformance.com.
Sports fans, this is Kurt from Chocolate Dude in Nob Hill. Christmas is coming quickly, and it's starting to look a lot like gift cards. Chocolate Dude is stocked full of unique gifts like chocolate-dipped Oreo stocking stuffers starting at under $3, boxed chocolates starting at just over $5, or create your own personalized selection. And don't believe the negative press. Nob Hill is construction-free with easy access from Girard or Carlisle. There's free parking, too. Mention ESPN and receive 15% off. Chocolate Dude at 3339 Central Avenue in Nob Hill.
Whether you're a Lobo, Husky, or Bulldog, for over 40 years, Clark's Pet Emporium has been helping families care for their pets. Fish, birds, cats, dogs, reptiles, and small animals. Clark's has built a tradition of friendly, knowledgeable service focused on quality pet care products at affordable prices. Locally owned and operated with two convenient locations for all your pet needs, including shot clinics without an appointment. 11200 Manal Northeast or 4914 Lomas Northeast. Clark's Pet Emporium will be your pet's favorite weekly stop. Clark's Pet Emporium. ClarksPets.com.
Tis the season to visit Seasons Rotisserie and Grill in Old Town Albuquerque. Meet up with friends and colleagues for a holiday luncheon or dinner, or swing by after work for happy hour snacks and spirits on the rooftop. Serving lunch Monday through Friday and dinner daily. The rooftop opens at 4 p.m. every day with weekday happy hours. Locally owned, locally sourced, locally delicious. Gift certificates available online at seasonsabq.com. Tis the season for Seasons.
The New Mexico climate goes from cold to hot and back in just 12 hours. Now is a great time to get a new Bryant refrigerated air system, rated number one in quality and efficiency, installed by CR Refrigeration today for a price that's guaranteed to beat any competitors. Also, add a residential or commercial maintenance plan and instantly save on any repairs or new installs. For all your heating and cooling needs, CR Refrigeration, where quality counts since 1997. Call 505-400-5777. That's 400-5777. CRRefrigeration.com.
We are celebrating our 10th anniversary at Marcello's Chop House. You made us your favorite number one local steakhouse, so we're celebrating with great weekly specials now through the end of the year. Beginning today through Saturday, celebrate our 10th anniversary. We have 10 specially selected wines by the glass, just $10 each. And be sure to check out our Facebook page for more on our 10th anniversary celebration going on now at Marcello's Chop House in the APQ Uptown Center, Albuquerque's favorite local steakhouse.
The holidays are here, and New Mexico Look is the place to go for all your Lobo, Aggie, and Isotopes needs. New Mexico Look has all the gear for your family and friends, from hats to polos to sweatshirts. They have it all. New Mexico Look also carries all of your New Mexico gear with the Zia logo and Breaking Bad. Head on over to New Mexico Look for your holiday shopping. Two convenient locations, Uptown on Manal across from Coronado Mall and Central next to the Frontier. The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2017 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right. Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Quick programming note coming up at 9 a.m. FM Sports Saturday. 10 a.m. we got the Team High School Show with Gary Heron. 11 a.m. the Henry T. Show. At noon, the Gildan New Mexico Bowl. On Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. Caliber Sportsman Show. 11 a.m. we're going to have the Lions Giants. 2:30, Raiders, Chargers, 6:30, Buccaneers at the Cowboys. That's what you got to expect for this weekend on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. Hey, and if you're thinking about 2017 is going to be the year that you make a career change, the year that you want to advance in your current career, well, if you're a mechanic and you're looking to make a change, Napa Auto Care Center is looking for you. Join the team with excellent pay and benefits. Napa Auto Care Center also has training and advancement opportunities. And joining me this morning is Jim Deerhold with Deerhold Auto, one of the local Napa Auto Care dealers and president of the local Napa Auto Care Group. Thank you for joining the show this morning, Jim.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, so one thing that always blows me away, of course, I know a little bit more about Napa than probably the average guy, but I'm still amazed at the level of technology that has come into your industry and how there are such tremendous opportunities, and I think that is probably one of the best-kept secrets. So I asked you to come in this morning because I want to dispel these secrets and I want to get that information out. So tell the listeners, where is Deerhold Automotive? How long have you been in business?
We're on Wyoming, 7201 Wyoming. I've been in business 28 years here in Albuquerque.
Wow, did you start when you were five?
Thank you.
You're looking good.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'll pay you when I leave.
Exactly. How's that? Exactly.
No, we are a very highly advanced automotive shop. And as you know, and as you just mentioned, that the technology has changed so much. There's now digital inspections out there to where our technicians have iPads.
Right.
And we don't communicate with from the front to the back verbally or with paper. It's all done digitally. So when a job gets assigned to a technician, it goes to their iPad. They get a text message on their phone automatically that says, hey, you got a job. So then they turn around and they're able to see what the car is, what the complaint is. They go through and each vehicle gets an inspection and they go through this digitally and it's very simple for them to do. Once they submit it back to office, the office gets a text message saying, hey, inspection's being submitted. They're able to go through, do the estimate, and then the easy part is we're able to then text the customer or email that customer that information that they can see on their smartphone or tablet or on their computer, and they know exactly what's going on, including pictures, because the iPads take pictures of the problems and all that. So it's an advancement in the auto industry that has leaps and bounds over anything that's ever happened. So we really enjoy using that technology. So do our clients that we have.
So, that bodes the question is, this new technology, is this bringing new techs into the industry? People with maybe a different skill set, that able to work with a master certified technician, and able to provide, more value to the client.
Well, we're not seeing a lot of that happen, and that's the problem that we're having. We have 50 auto care centers in our group. We call it the business development group. And these 50 auto shops, and we have their heavy duty truck and body shops. They're all looking for help. Every one of them. And we think about that. Think about the amount of people that those 50 shops employ right now today. That's a lot of families that they're taking care of.
Right.
But we're not seeing the younger kids come in today that are wanting to learn this information. We work with IntelliTech colleges here in Albuquerque. IntelliTech colleges is a college per se that is doing anything. Is all they're doing is training mechanics, technicians. If you want to go with a new term, it's technicians. I'm from the old school. To me, it's a mechanic.
Right.
So the difference between them and C&M, and I'm not knocking C&M because C&M is a great school. I know the dean there very well. John and I are very good friends. But the difference between C&M and IntelliTech happens to be the fact that IntelliTech, it costs these guys $18,000 for a 18-month course.
Wow.
Now what I'm seeing, and these classes are full. They just graduated 120 students here last September.
Wow.
And what I'm seeing in this is these are guys, they're not the guy that's in C&M that dad goes over and says, hey, go get a career. And,
right.
And they go over at C&M.
I'm not sure that's happening as much, but
Yeah, so go get a job or go get a career and go to school. And they go to C&M and the tuition is low, but dropout failure is high.
Right.
And now I'm on the board of advisors with C&M on how they run their program. And they have a shadow program, And I'm going to tell you, those guys that come through the shadow program are not of the caliber that I'm seeing over at Intellitech. Intellitech guys, they're more of the mid-20s, 30s, early 40 guys that are investing in their future.
Right.
They're going and getting the scholarships they need. They're doing what they need, and they're investing. These guys want to do this work. They've got another full class right now. There's 220 people in the class as we speak today. Now, will all of them graduate? I don't know. But these are the guys we're starting to pick from. Now, we're trying to not get them to the dealers.
Right.
We want them to come to a Napa Auto Care Center. We've invested time and money in our website. So if anybody out there is looking for a job, you know, they can go to autocarenm.com/jobs/jobs, and there's jobs listings there. And we're trying to get people, and we want to bring them forward this type of work.
Exactly.
That we want to bring them forward and advance them. You know, we provide training all the time. The Auto Care Group, we pay all the training for the technicians throughout the city. So we do 6 trainings a year in the evening time at Intellitech College. They're gracious to let us use their facilities. And it's advanced training. It's not something that is just a sales type training. This is advanced training that we pay. We're getting in the average between 75 and 100 of technicians attend each one of those classes.
Wow.
And before, we weren't paying for it as our group. And we were getting somewhere between 7 and 10.
Right.
So we took the barrier out of what it takes us to come to the training, and that barrier was money. So we're training these guys, and I'll tell you what, the training is top-notch. And that's not just the only training that happens. We also bring in different things all the time. Or a class. We just brought in a class with the help of ASA. We partnered with them. Jim Maddox is a friend of mine. He's the president of ASA. Happens to be my vice president of the Napa Auto Care Group. And we partnered in and brought in a gentleman, Donnie Seifer, who is the nation's expert when it comes to the what they call the autonomous car, which is coming.
Yeah.
So here's the thing that we have to now. We're going to be going from, you know, the technology has gone from being a mechanic with points and condensers to the beginning of fuel injection to the self-driving car.
Yeah.
You know, and the way the technology is, and I understand Ford in 2022 is going to sell the first autonomous car.
Wow.
That means a self-driving car. Now think about the sensors and the computers and everything it takes to make that happen. We're now going to need a group of men and women, because women are very smart with this technology, that need to understand computers and wiring and how that all functions in electronics. And it's not going to be, you know, a lot of guys today and young adults, they want to sit at a computer and they want to play with that computer. And, you know, be a programmer or whatever. This is an opportunity for that.
Wow.
We're really hoping to really start working and getting some of these younger adults or even older adults that want to make a career change. And every one of the auto cares I've talked to, they're willing to take these people and bring them up and put them in, even if it's an entry level, and to work with them with a master technician or whatever, and work these people up, because let's face it, we're losing this type of work every day.
Right.
Is it easy? No, it's not. It's a very difficult job to perform. And my hat's off to every technician here in Albuquerque, because it's a lot of work. It's hard work. It's back-breaking.
Right.
And it's an investment they make. They constantly have to make an investment in tools and equipment themselves to be able to keep advancing through the steps.
Yeah. Well, and the other day, even somebody was looking for a front office person. So, I mean, there's an opportunity out there that even if you wanted to learn more about it, come in and do some front office stuff and learn if this is the way you want to go. and then be able to partner and attend some of these classes and work your certifications. I mean, this is one of the few, you know, industries right now that I know of that there is a clear path to advancement, good pay, excellent benefits. I mean, dental, the whole thing, 401k, the whole shebang, and working with a solid company, you know, with Napa and Genuine Auto Parts, and then of course the independent ownership and the independent owners, and the way you guys have come together. I didn't realize you were up to 50. I mean, that's got to be the biggest collective group in the United States.
It is. We because of our demographics, and we're all together.
Right.
You know, the other big cities in the nation, what they do is they segregate each quadrant. So that,
right.
You know, so we're watched at very carefully by Napa headquarters because we are a leader in what we're doing and everything.
Wow. Wow. Hey, Jim, give them that website again so they can go check it out.
Yeah, autocarenm.com, and for jobs, /jobs.
If someone wanted to call you directly and get some more information, how would they reach out to you?
They could reach me at my office. It's, of course, area code 505-857-0868.
Awesome. That is Jim Deerholt, Deerholt Automotive. Thank you very much for coming in this morning. I mean, the weather, when you look at the weather, you got to be thinking, hey, we're going to have some work on Monday.
Well, it might be, but the body shops will be the guys that will be the busy ones.
That's true. All right. We got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to catch up with James Anios. He's the executive director of the New Mexico Independent Auto Dealers Association. He's going to give us an update on those the state inspections and where we are on that. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. What do I want to have on the team?
Hi, this is Joey Gase. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, the team.
From downtown to midtown, uptown and all around town, Maddox Management locates retail and commercial space or land to build on as individual as you are. Locally owned and operated, Maddox Management is a full-service property management company and brokerage. They rent and manage residential rentals, single-family homes, multifamily properties, townhomes, condos, lofts, and commercial properties. Maddox Management, helping individuals, families, and businesses for more than 30 years. 515 Central, just west of I-25, or call today, 242-0989. MaddoxMGMT.com.
Napa Auto Parts presents NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Know-How with Chase Elliott and Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Chase, it's time to take your social media game to the next level.
Like how?
For example, I just asked what your rookie nickname should be and got 400 responses.
Let me see that. Outer Space Chase? High Speed Chase? Sparky?
Isn't the internet a beautiful thing, Sparky?
Tune in next time for more Napa Know-How with Chase and Dale Jr.
We are New Mexico, the land of enchantment, home to hot air balloons and the Rio Grande, a state where people know quality and only accept the best. So when it comes to banking, choose New Mexico Bank and Trust. We're the bank who knows you and can assist with all your financial needs. From trusted financial guidance to convenient online banking, we provide superior banking services and stay grounded in this proud state. We are New Mexico Bank and Trust because we're all about New Mexico.
Member FDIC.
Need an affordable auto shop you can trust? Since 1962, Chet's Wheel Alignment has been the chassis and tire expert, specializing in alignment, balancing, brakes, and ABS system, steering, and suspension. Visit Chet's Wheel Alignment on Banal, 5 blocks west of Wyoming. Chet'sWheelAlignment.com.
Get empowered and go solar. Contact your local expert, SunPower by Positive Energy Solar, at PositiveEnergySolar.com to find out how owning your energy can save you money for your home or business today.
Houston Wholesale Cars has won Best Used Car Dealership from Albuquerque the Magazine the last 5 years for a reason. They offer the very best clean, quality cars at the lowest possible prices. Their motto is Shop Smart, Buy Smart. Houston Wholesale is able to buy in volume, which enables them to sell in volume with a lower profit margin due to lower overhead. Houston Wholesale Cars, Albuquerque the Magazine's Best of the City, 5 years running. Lomas near Washington. Visit HoustonWholesaleCars.com. The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2017 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And now joining the show is James Zanios, Executive Director of the New Mexico Independent Auto Dealers Association. How are you doing this morning, James?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, David?
I'm doing good. So I was just thinking the other day that we hadn't had an update really on kind of the legislation related to the state-mandated auto inspections. I was wondering if you could kind of bring us up to speed on that this morning.
Sure, be happy to. The regulation was promulgated by the Attorney General's Office in 2014 and through some litigation through industry sources. We were able to negotiate a stronger, more comprehensive inspection for used motor vehicles in the state of New Mexico. The new rule was then promulgated again this past October and is in place. And used cars in New Mexico are now required when they're sold to have an inspection done for prior wreck damage. So it's a consumer protection that allows the consumers to know what dealers know about the cars when they sell them. So we see it as a positive not only for the consumer, but it also gets the dealers understanding what's in their inventory and what they're selling.
Wow. And so, I mean, they're basically, this is all about trying to protect the public, but it's added tremendous cost actually to the public. Do you feel like that, your organization kind of fighting and creating awareness with this, that maybe we were able to kind of try and contain the cost and really provide true benefit at the cost that it really ends up going to the consumer?
Definitely. In the end, the consumer is going to have a small additional cost based on the dealer's cost on those inspections. But they also get to know exactly what they're buying. And through our association and our legal team, we were able to provide what we think the public is a fair, balanced inspection rule that allows for both parties to be satisfied.
So who, are each of the individual organizations doing their own inspections, or is there like a third party inspector? How does that work?
It can be done either by a third party or by the dealers themselves, based on their knowledge and experience in the industry. We have a lot of dealers that come from service backgrounds, body backgrounds, all kinds of different backgrounds, and if they're confident in providing the best information, they can do it themselves. Otherwise, there are some third parties. Most of those third parties are obviously based in Albuquerque, where there's the population base. But in the outlying areas, where there may not be a third party, dealers have the opportunity to do the inspection themselves.
How many members, even an estimate, how many members of the New Mexico Independent Auto Dealers Association do you have in maybe the greater Albuquerque area?
Out of approximately 650 independent dealers in the state, last tally that I saw earlier this week, we had about 450 members. So
well, that's good.
We have a good penetration in the dealers. They recognize the benefits of our association, what we do for them legislatively, regulatory, in compliance, and even in Washington when I go up there and lobby on their behalf in Washington.
If there was somebody that was concerned or maybe had an issue with a purchase of a used vehicle, you know, from a dealer, is there a way for them to contact you if they were to have a grievance, or is there another methodology for something like that?
We welcome any consumers' complaints towards our dealers. I always would like to address concerns and allow the dealer to understand what's going on. And I've had the opportunity to explain it, from a dealer's perspective and from a consumer's perspective, and sort of be an arbitrator before anything worse comes about of an issue with a car sale.
And how would somebody reach out to the New Mexico Independent Auto Dealers Association?
You can go to our website, nmiada.com, which has our contact information. Our phone number is 505-232-0809, and we're always available.
Awesome. Hey, Jim, appreciate you joining the show this morning.
I appreciate you having me, and I always look forward to the time, David.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. That was James Anios, Executive Director of the New Mexico Independent Auto Dealers Association. Of course, if you had any concerns with a purchase or anything like that, or even wanted, maybe a more in-depth explanation of what's going on with the New Mexico State mandated auto inspections, you could reach out to them. But if you want to get information on neat things that are going on around New Mexico, you pick up a copy of the New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine. It's got great monthly features in there: Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, complete listing of all the New Mexico Auto Car, the New Mexico Car Clubs. You can pick up a free copy at Indianapolis store in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Berlin, and Socorro. All kinds of great columns, whether it's like Showtime Fun or the monthly cover car. And find out what has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up your latest copy today. Also wanted to remind you, of course, come out to Yearwood today, 341 Eubank from 11 to 2. Pick up a copy of the Route 66 Calendar Girls calendar for 2017. Get it signed, but you can also pick up a couple of tickets, $5 off, to the Super Nationals 2017, which is February 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Expo New Mexico. And, of course, you can hang out and see what all cool things are going on that you can pick up for your car for this holiday season. Programming note coming up on deck: FM Sports Saturday at 9 a.m. You got the Team High School Show with Gary Heron. The 11 a.m. We got the Henry T. Show. At noon, we got the Gildan New Mexico Bowl. Looks like the rain has stopped, so it just might be a little cold, but you can come out and support the team. Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., you got the Caliber Sportsman Show. 11 a.m., you got the Lions versus Giants. 2:30, Raiders versus Chargers. 6:30, you got the Buccaneers versus the Cowboys. So a lot going on this weekend. One thing I don't know if we got to spend much time at all talking about it, but Jeff Gordon, four-time Sprint Cup champion, Jeff Gordon will compete in the 2017 Rolex 24 at Daytona, driving a Cadillac for Wayne Taylor Racing. Gordon, 45, who's competed in the race before, finishing third in 2007. Wayne Taylor Racing finished second in 2016. The 2016 race and third in their division in the season standing. The team will test the new Cadillac race car during the sanctioning bodies, IMSA's January 6th through the 8th team at Daytona. And one thing I thought was absolutely amazing was Jeff Gordon went into retirement last year, ended the 2015 season, ends up coming out of retirement and competed in 8 NASCAR races last season. That's right, 8 race seasons after he'd actually retired. But anyway, that was just a quick little note, because with all the things that have been going on this silly season, we didn't have a chance to update you on what Gordon is doing in his retirement. But a whole lot of more coming up next week. We're going to actually do a best of. I think we're going to revisit the show we did live from the Daytona 500 earlier this year. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2017 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.